on a steamy summer afternoon in Manhattan. No warp drives in this heavy traffic. Just crawling up the West Side Highway. When the energy from our nearest star, the sun, was making the whole day miserable, I found myself looking for a way to blast off and find an alternative to Earth. Now, we're in New York, after all, where you can get anything, so why not a means to blast out of here?
Is there some spaceship around here? Is there some spaceship around here?
Right over here.
Right over here, what is that?
SS Intrepid.
Intrepid, that's an aircraft carrier.
It's an aircraft carrier.
Is there a spaceship on it?
Yeah, they've got some space shuttle on it or something.
Oh, good, good. Thanks for that. It's right over there, thanks.
The space shuttle on the USS Intrepid. It can't fly, though. And the one New York City got from NASA was just a test one, which doesn't have any engines. So a toy space shuttle and a dead aircraft carrier isn't going to help us today. There's got to be someone else. How about this couple in the Mercedes convertible?
Excuse me. Do you guys know of like a travel agency around here that sells tickets to going to space?
Going to space?
Yeah.
No.
It's around here somewhere.
No.
You don't really. It'd be kind of nice to do that now, right?
You should Google it.
Google anything. All right, thanks.
We did Google it, and sure enough, a few blocks from the USS Intrepid and the space shuttle, in the heart of the Garment District on West 37th Street,
down the street from Botani Zippers, a spandex wholesaler, and Diana's Shishi Fashions from Italy, is, yes, a travel agency with seats going to the moon and the stars.
Come to the Intergalactic Travel Bureau today. We're learning about space. Let an astronomer plan your next vacation to the stars at the Intergalactic Travel Bureau. Can I interest you in a vacation to outer space? Come inside. It's totally free. Oh, another satisfied customer.
Yep, it's the Intergalactic Travel Bureau, where you can meet Olivia Kosky, a scientist pitching a hard sell for retail space travel.
Our services are always free. We're giving free consultations, free space vacation consultations. Maybe you're sick of Earth. Maybe you'd like to get away for a little while. We can help you envision that experience at the Intergalactic Travel Bureau. Come inside and meet an astronomer, meet an astrophysicist, and plan your next vacation to outer space.
First of all, what do you enjoy in a vacation? Do you like adventurous vacations, relaxing vacations, maybe something romantic?
Sun, fun for the whole family.
A little romance
for me and a husband.
Okay, so first let's talk about our very sunny locales. So we have Mercury, which is the closest planet to the sun. So we can send you there. You can do some wonderful low-gravity hiking there. A place that I would recommend, which is very romantic, is Titan. Take a stroll along the shorelines of the Methane Lake. The solar system's premier location for parties is Jupiter.
I haven't even gone to Hawaii yet. I mean, like...
Jana Gersovich is a real postdoctoral student, trying in this more than half-serious way to bring science to the people.
If you want to go to Mars, you're going to be looking upwards of $6 billion. So we take cash, we take check, credit cards, Bitcoin, we do layaway.
A lot of people see space as very separate and very far away. But actually, there are a lot of things that are happening. People are starting to get interested in space exploration, not just for science, but for kind of enjoyment and pleasure.
All three of these women, Olivia Kosky, Dr. Jana Gersovich, and Dr. Renee Hlajek, are dressed and coiffed for success at this spaceport travel agency on West 37th. They call themselves guerrilla scientists, where cosmology meets cosmetology, you might say, in a quest to find the curious out there.
What I like about this is the fact that we can connect to this. Then someone might read an article about SpaceX and go, oh, okay, I now am linking what I saw and I'm linking that excitement to the real science questions that are being asked. But also it makes them... they're more likely to pick up any article about science and any article about space because they've come here, and that's what I like about doing this.
So you can hear the horns honking. This is a sort of a pop-up store in the middle of the Garment District with the air conditioning rattling away like some kind of Rube Goldberg contraption. From a box like this, you can get people on a hot, hot day in Manhattan to be interested in science?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What we're trying to do is engage people who don't normally think about science. And so these would be people walking along the street. So, if we're staying in museums or universities, we're not engaging the people we really want to. And so I think it's really important to be where people are and to surprise them and to capture people who don't necessarily have a natural interest in science.
Are some people disappointed who come in here and realize, oh, we can't do this yet?
The fact that they can send a postcard helps a lot with that. But actually,
you thought about that one.
Yeah. One of the things I love most is, and this is especially with kids, is they first go, oh, I can't go to space. And then they get sad. And then they turn to you and ask you like 10 questions they've been storing up for, you know, their entire lives, even if they're only four. And suddenly they want to know about everything about space. So they kind of have a moment when they think, okay, this isn't real, I can't go to space yet. And then, hold on, I can ask you about all the things that I don't know about. And that's really fun because they get super excited. And then by the time they're sending postcards, they want to send like 10.
This is not for real, right? This is for fun.
We can talk later about the feasibility of these options for you. But I do have to warn you, by law, we do have a 50% fatality rate for those that sail the solar wind. And that's due...
Count me out.
I'm going to turn the tables on you. I got $6 billion. What do you do next?
So you got $6 billion.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
Checks on the table.
I'm going to say the solar system, let's get way past that. Let's just take you out. We'll take you, you know, past the solar system. We'll take you to another galaxy. And that way you can be part of our new colony. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait a little bit for technology. But if you've been watching Star Trek, we all know that life imitates art, so that should be fine. And we just have to, you have to give me $6 billion and a little bit of interest and maybe 3 or 4 years, and I'll sort it out.
We did have one man that did seem somewhat interested in the zero-G flight on what's colloquially called the Vomit Comet, which takes parabolic trips up and down and lets people experience weightlessness. So that cost $5,000.
For your $5,000... we can show you space. I can talk to you about the end of the universe. You know, that $5,000 given cosmic time is really nothing.
Come learn about space at the Intergalactic Travel Bureau. Interested in a trip to Mars? Take a trip to the moon.
Scientists with a taste for theater, Olivia Koski, Dr. Jana Gersovich, and Dr. Renee Lozek at the Intergalactic Travel Bureau in Midtown Manhattan. Where in space would you go if you could? Francesa writes on Facebook, Risa, where Star Trek personnel vacation, or that planet where Kirk and McCoy take shore leave, and anything they desire indeed comes true. From Lubbock, Texas, I would go to the middle of a nebula, maybe Orion, to watch stars being born, like that one. Listener in Allentown, New York writes, Mars, to see if the characters in a story I wrote in seventh grade were real after all. Pick your place, real or fictional, by calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Head for the stars.